Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullip, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Hey. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good, good, good.
Good.
Good
to
good.
See you. I missed the black memo today. I'm sorry.
I know.
Not in black.
We're going to Mass. I don't know where you're going.
We all know where I'm going. It's not Mass. But it's already warm enough already. But anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
I have a funeral today. That's why I'm wearing this.
Okay.
It's not a late Halloween costume.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes.
We weren't sure, but that's all right. Well, good for you, and nice of you to do that.
Yes.
I'm sure the family appreciates your involvement.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, by going, I mean officiating, I guess I should say. I don't usually wear this to funerals when I just go to funerals.
Just go to sit in the back.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. But that's good. Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for fitting in the show,
yes.
I guess. Did you have to push the funeral back to say I got a show to do?
No.
Thankfully, the funeral was already scheduled in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Good.
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right. Yeah. Very good.
Guys, I got a show to do.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Anyway. Okay. Good to see you. There you go.
Thanks.
And Scott Duran, good to see you.
Hello.
I see you every day. But,
I know.
But not on the air.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the time we get to visit
true.
On the air.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think about the last time I actually done that. Yeah, but besides the show, yeah.
Yeah, true. Huh. There you go. Anyway, everyone, this is our That's Interesting show, and it's the show that invites you to call in and share what is going on in your world. The phone number, 505-566-3909. Lines are open, 505-566-3909. It's really whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah,
that's right.
We don't really have a theme most weeks. On the show. There's certainly a lot going on worldwide, nationally, maybe locally. Elections are coming up.
That is true.
You know?
That is true.
So things are happening.
Yeah.
And here we are in November already. Yeah. November 3rd, right? Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. I was assigned to make the green bean casserole for Thanksgiving.
Oh, where are you now?
Wow.
Okay.
So that's going to be, I mean, I hear it's really easy. But I feel like it's going to be a trial.
You don't have a Cullip family recipe you can go to?
There's a Campbell's family recipe that you can go to on the back of the can.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
The good old
I think you can do it. I think I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear that you don't have to do any pre-cooking. You just dump it all in a pan.
I think that's probably true.
That's probably accurate. Yeah.
So that's good.
Good for you.
You're talking to the two guys in here that probably – don't cook for nothing. Yeah, I mean, you know how to grill and do stuff like that. I know that.
Yeah, I could throw something on the grill. Yeah. Not green beans, but, you know, something.
And I would rather, you know, eat a Hot Pocket than have to cook a meal.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I don't mind cooking. It's the cleaning up that I have a problem with.
That's my biggest issue.
Oh, see, it's the cooking that I'm just, every time I've tried to cook, it just turns out not like it was supposed to turn out.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
Well, but you know where I'm buying the bird this year?
Perfect. Where are you buying the bird?
Because you can buy the bird from the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And
right.
The proceeds go back to the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And so November 16th, you can buy your bird from the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who knew they had a turkey farm?
I didn't know. I know a turkey farm.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's nice. Very good. And support the Salvation Army, then, is what you're saying, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to cook it to her, just take it over to the house
where
you're having
dinner? I'm just
going
to take it over to the house
say,
where we're having dinner.
It's all on you.
Yeah.
She drew the line at green beans.
Gotcha.
The green bean casserole is what my commitment was.
To the
meal. And then buying the turkey is a secondary commitment.
Gotcha.
It's, There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to deep fry the turkey, or are they going to just cook the turkey?
Yeah.
There will be a deep fried meat of some sort.
Oh, okay.
I think it's
so ominous.
I think it's a turkey cooked conventionally, and then maybe a chicken cooked deep fry.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Tofurkey, maybe? I don't know.
No tofurkey.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Okay. I bet it's delicious, but the concept is just so...
No, it's not winning over? Okay, gotcha. Well, be careful with the deep fried, because we know, you know, there's horror stories every year about...
Yeah, that well, going. I don't... Yeah. That's not my... I stay far away from that.
Good. It's really good, though. Yeah. I mean, deep fried turkey is delicious. Yes. I've had it. It's really good.
Yes.
It's just, you know, but yeah.
Have you ever seen them do it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you drop them in there.
I know. Such a maddening...
Yeah,
it's really cool. I've had friends who've done it at their house. It's just, you know, they have the whole thing outside and going, and you just stand back and drop it in, and magic happens.
Magic.
It's really,
that's
magic. And then in a couple, I don't know, it cooks really fast compared to the traditional way.
Right.
And so then it's done, and off you go, and you're having deep fried turkey. It's really good. So
Well, good.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Oh. Have a nice meal.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. I'm obviously already thinking about that casserole, you know.
Evidently.
I'm going to be thinking about it for weeks.
There's some stress on that, we can tell.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do it.
Yeah.
We have faith in you.
Thank you.
Especially in that outfit.
Yeah. So I'll call upon the power of the Lord.
Divine intervention.
Divine intervention.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay. Very good.
See, I'm trying to think. I'm bringing like rolls. That's all they said. Hey, just bring rolls.
Oh, you're on the roll?
So, Scotty, just bring rolls.
You got off easy.
All right.
They're like, we know you can't cook. Just bring rolls.
Oh. Yes.
And they're even worried about that. We're like, we couldn't decide between rolls or just letting you
plates.
Bring. Yeah, just bring plates. You know what? Bring the air.
Bring the napkins.
Bring the air and you'll be fine, kid.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, that's okay. I have not been asked to bring anything yet, so we'll see.
Hey, can you bring rolls?
I'm still deciding. Yeah, right? Maybe. That's what I need
to do. That's
what
they're going to ask.
So we shall see. All right. Well, anyway. Well, what else is going on?
Oh, man.
Well,
because I think this may be our last show before Thanksgiving, actually, because I'm going to be gone the next couple of Fridays.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I didn't tell you that till now.
Mm-hmm.
But look at that look. I love this show.
I know.
This is my... Okay.
All right.
I think it's a good... It would be a good opportunity for us to just start stockpiling topics, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right. Well, so, I mean, what I've been consumed with is the Hamas-Israeli conflict.
Right.
Or war. We can call it war because that's what it is. And it's a horrible thing. But there's so many misconceptions about it. And there's been a really disturbing uptick in anti-Semitism around the country, which is very disturbing.
Right.
Very sad. And, you know, I think one of the things is just distinguishing... Hamas is totally separate from the Palestinian people. I mean, the Palestinian people are just caught in the crossfire of this horrible conflict. And Hamas is this terrible gang of thugs that has access to powerful weapons. And, you know, it's tough because there's these calls for a ceasefire. And it's like, how do you can't do a ceasefire because then you're just inviting, like, come on back in, Hamas, and do your thing. You know, they can't do that. And it's... Hamas is difficult because they place themselves around civilians intentionally. They place themselves underneath schools and, you know, in hospitals, and they position themselves around these civilians intentionally, which is just evil to beyond evil, you know?
Right.
And so it's just been I've been consumed by it. I've been glued because it's just so catastrophic over there and scary.
Right. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if anyone knows what the answer is.
No, I mean...
After what has happened, both sides. And, of course, it goes back...
It goes back years and years and years and years and years.
Right.
But there has been... You know, they tried the two-state solution proposal multiple times, and Hamas just does not want anything to do with it. You know?
Right. Wasn't it in their kind of...
Charter
to eliminate...
All Jews.
All Jews.
Eliminate all Jews.
I don't know how you can... function in a modern
civilization
with that type of messaging, I guess, or a pledge, you know, and to be taken seriously. It's just without, if you're coming to the table with that, there's really, you can't talk to them.
What do you do? Yeah.
I mean,
it's the classic, how do you negotiate with terrorists problem that we had back in the day.
Right.
With our own issues with terrorism. So.
Exactly.
It's a terrible thing,
yeah.
and You see a bunch of protests in favor of Hamas, which is very disturbing in its own right.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they been in favor of Hamas or just in favor of the Palestinians?
Well, Palestinians will be free from the land to the sea is a statement that's saying cleanse all Jews.
Okay.
Because you can't, that's not a two-state solution proposal.
Right. Yeah.
So that kind of rhetoric is the anti-Semitic rhetoric.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, I can see people protesting against the death and injuries to the Palestinians because of the Israeli military actions, right. Which is reasonable and understandable, and it's been horrible. And there's been a lot of fatalities of innocent Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
And even that's tough because we don't have an accurate count for what's going on. Because Hamas is in charge of the messaging, so we have no idea, like, well, how many? I mean, we know there's been casualties, but like, what, in what way, how many? It's all
right. Up but in I think there. Any images of the destruction, you know, there's got to be lots of casualties.
Somebody. Yeah.
And so, but just, you know, horrible. And of course, the initial attack on Israel on October 7th.
Yep.
There were horrible stories of atrocities and just violence and things that were going on in that region right near the border there.
Right.
As the terrorists kind of got through the border fortifications
somehow.
And things like that.
Yeah, somehow they.
Well, they had the paragliders and other stuff. They took. It was pretty well planned. But anyway, it's just so frustrating because as long as I've been alive, we've been talking about, you know, peace in the Middle East, and it hasn't happened. And, you know, it's frustrating and sad that we can't figure this out.
Right. And then you have no idea what, you know, the cues that Russia and China take from this. You know, there's always been a tension between China and Taiwan, and it's like, are they going to take the cue and go into Taiwan? And then, you know, Russia and Ukraine is already a thing. It's like,
right,
tensions are already high all the way around.
Tensions are hot all the way around, and that's where you get all this like World War III rhetoric, which is terrifying to think about.
Right.
So,
and the latest news, as I was hearing this morning coming into work, was that, you know, there's maybe Hezbollah in Lebanon maybe
getting
the fray
involved.
And then having another front open up on the northern side, I think.
Yeah, and then the Hutus Israel. In Yemen as well. So Hezbollah, Yemen.
Right. There have been missiles coming in from Yemen, I think, right? That have been shut down. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. And it's sad. For the innocents that are in the middle.
For the innocents that are in the middle.
I was about to say, I mean, that was the biggest hard point was when you listen and you actually... They did the interviews for us on BBC.
Mm-hmm.
Was the interviews of the civilians.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you see some of the videos and stuff like that, and you see the kids crying for their dads and their moms that, you know what I mean, have been hurt by the actual destruction of the situation. And it's,
and no matter who they are, if they're it's Palestinians, like, if they're Jews, if they're whomever.
Either one.
Right.
It was just sad to see. Because again, it was just, they are the ones who got the most brunt end of the whole situation.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. I mean, the terrorists can hide in their tunnels.
Right.
While all the civilians are upstairs.
Right.
Right.
In the open.
In the open.
Getting bombed and shot. And exactly. It's just, it's sad. It's, as human beings, I think we can do better.
Yes. There you go.
That's put that on a T-shirt.
That's the as human beings, we can do better. I want a sweatshirt that says that.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand why we can't, you know, respect each other. And, you know, I mean, this whole country was founded on religious freedom.
Religious freedom,
And that's why maybe it's harder for a lot of Americans to see some of this stuff going on. Why can't you tolerate your neighbor having a different belief than you do? Why is that so difficult? Although we see some of that even in this country these days, unfortunately.
Right. But at least it's a small scale. At least our own government is not attacking a particular religious faith, you know.
Right.
Which is, thank
more of
the Lord. Yes.
Yes.
So
on somebody else.
Religious
somebody
freedom,
else.
Which is part of the message of Thanksgiving, is religious freedom.
Well, that's true. Right?
So.
Darn Puritans. Yeah.
Did you know the Puritans originally went to Holland and it was too debaucherous for them?
Well.
And they were like, we can't.
Route.
Yeah, they were like, well, reroute.
Yeah. Okay. I think I may have heard that back in the day somewhere, but
Yeah.
It was the wooden shoes that pushed them over the edge, wasn't it?
The clogs.
You think so?
The clogs are like, you can't wear wood on your feet.
That's right.
This is ridiculous.
Let's go west.
Plymouth.
Yeah.
Here we come.
Off they go.
But
I think it was the noise most of all. They're just like, oh my God.
The noise of the shoes.
The noise of the shoes.
That would do it. Like, this is ridiculous. I cannot hear.
Yeah.
I cannot do this anymore.
That might do it. Well, what do you all think, everyone? You are welcome to give us a call and share your views on That's Interesting. I keep putting up the wrong graphic, but that's the one I want to show you. 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. We're talking about Israel and Hamas and the Palestinians, but we can talk about anything because that's what the show's all about.
Yes.
And we would like to hear from you. That's certainly one of the major topics in the news these days, but there are many, many others that we could talk about, or just what you're planning to do for Thanksgiving. If you have a recipe for a green bean casserole, you could share it with Megan.
That would be helpful.
You know, and she will gratefully accept any and all ideas.
I will accept any and all ideas.
Yeah. I think it's just like green beans and what?
Mushroom soup.
Yeah.
And like some crinkle, like French onion crinkle things.
Yeah.
Yes. And then that's what you bake on top.
Yeah.
There you go. Easy. You can do it.
I can do it.
I've been in the Campbell family for years.
That's right. Exactly. Megan can do it. It's okay.
The Campbells can do it. I can do it.
You got it.
There Keep it up go. With the Campbells.
That's right. That's true. It's very true. Well, so what else has been going on?
So, I mean, we could talk about what I've been studying, but Scott Duran, you probably have something about food or football or...
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Wow.
Let's keep me calm. Yeah. Tensions are already high when I speak. No, not so much of that, actually, my two things. Well, actually, one of them is a sport, but it's just something
I just find... Is it pickleball?
No. The one I really did want to talk about was on November 13th, for those who are ready and wanting to do this, and midnight, you should be able to see Uranus from the sky with binoculars or a telescope.
Oh.
I mean, you'd be more preferable if you look through a telescope.
Right.
But you'll be able to actually see Uranus in the sky.
Okay.
So, November 13th, again at midnight, or between the hours, at least they said between 10:30-ish to about 12:30. About midnight. Closer to that is probably the peak of it. And basically the way it's working is that the sun is on the total opposite side of us and Uranus is on the other side. But the way we orbit, we move out of line just enough for the sun and Uranus to be directly in line with each other. So what we're seeing
so
is
brighter.
The sun. Yes, exactly. What we're seeing, what we'll be able to see is the sun bouncing off Uranus and you'll be able to see it. To the untrained eye, to the unaided eye, it'll just look like a bunch of stars. But
sure.
If you can, they say... If you have good eyes, you'd be able to see the difference in it because it'd be a greenish-bluish hue instead of just the bright white-blue that you usually see. If you use binoculars, you'd be able to see it a little bit better. Obviously, the best way to see it will be with a telescope.
Right.
But yeah, you'll be able to see that in the night sky.
Wow.
Okay.
And
November 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Again, discovered in 1781, and then we found out that it was the second planet that we have in our solar system that has rings in 1977 when we sent out for the Voyage 2, which we passed along Uranus, and we saw that there was at least 11 rings. Mm. And it wasn't until later on that we saw that there's 13 rings. And that's when we discovered that Uranus was not – or doesn't – its axis doesn't spin like the rest of us. It actually spins the opposite way.
The rings.
Yes, and it spins vertically.
The right.
Well, no, the whole
the
planet.
The rotation.
Yeah, the
right.
rotation.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, so the atmosphere that they saw somewhat of it, and then the rings were always spinning on it.
So doesn't have a north and south pole, has an east and west pole.
Basically, in a weird way.
Weird, right?
And it's the only planet
that
does that.
Yeah. Which pole is Santa?
And it's the only planet in our solar system that does that, and we don't know why. So
interesting.
And then they're going to send here another voyage, actually, to actually explore and try to figure out what's going on that planet.
Another
here.
Voyager probe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here in the next year or two.
Okay.
They're going to send out another... Another problem.
Interesting. Amazing how much we're learning about our
solar system.
The planets and that some of these man-made objects are, you know, still traveling outside to the edges of our solar system that have been flying for 30, 40 years, you know, and still sending back data, which is amazing too.
Yeah.
To me. I think I saw a picture this morning that said that one of the Mars rovers has worn through like 30% of its wheels.
Oh, yeah.
It's got like, they're worn down. It's been traveling so much. I think long beyond its projected lifespan, you know, and it's just still rumbling around, but the wheels are starting to disintegrate on the little rover. And so, you know, we'll see how much longer it can move around, but fascinating that it's able to keep beaming back info, you know, and stuff like that. So that reminds me of another topic to ask you two about.
What?
I don't want to go to space.
The time change this weekend. Do we like daylight savings time and changing back to standard time? Or do we like changing back our times twice a year?
I have thoughts.
I figured you would, Megan Cullop.
I have thoughts.
All right.
Let me tell you something.
Pull up a chair, everybody.
Well, my thought is it's very hard to wake up when the sun is not out.
Mm.
So, you know, and so...
Is it really the sun? Are you going to blame the sun?
Yeah.
For you, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very hard to...
Is that the problem?
Well, when it's pitch black and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is it time? Oh, my goodness. It could be 3 a.m. So that does help when they move it back so that you're...
For the winter.
For the winter, sure. So you're at least waking up when the sun's starting to come up.
Right. Not as dark, maybe.
Not as dark.
Yeah, so, it was pretty dark this morning.
But,
it was.
But it is a difficult, it's a difficult thing, you know, because getting dark early, it's a tough thing. I mean,
yes.
when you're leaving work and it's like,
oh yes, yes,
you know,
yes.
Like it's like I think
when you arrive in the dark and leave in the dark, that's rough.
It's hard on mental health. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one of those lamps, but I don't know if it actually works. One of those sun lamps.
Sure.
Oh,
I have one on my desk, so I turn it on every winter, and so it's staring at me at my desk.
Nice.
But,
okay. Yeah. Hey, you.
Yeah.
Just intently staring at you.
Just intently staring.
That's the image that I get when you say that.
Now, do you?
Hey, you get up.
Do you have a window in your office or not
I
so
do.
Much? Okay, because that would help.
That
I think
helps.
Too. If you're in a cubicle with no outside light, I think that's rough.
Yeah. It must be nice, Megan, to have a window in your office.
Well, yeah. I actually share with this. My office is also the supply closet.
Oh.
So I share with diapers and Band-Aids and
But there's a window.
But there's a window.
So, you know, probably the only supply closet with a window in the building.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
That's interesting.
See, that's the name of the show. Okay. Well, very good. Scott Duran, any thoughts about time change?
Yeah, you
okay
know,
with it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Never have.
All right.
I've just been having the hardest time waking up in the morning.
See?
I've been setting my alarm for like 5:30, and I'm trying to get up earlier and do stuff like that. I've been going to sleep. I went to sleep at like 10:30 and actually 9:30 last night, and then 10:30 the night before.
Okay.
Which is odd because I usually stay up until midnight and then wake up.
Right.
But I've been going to sleep earlier and sleeping almost 9 some hours.
That sounds good.
It sounds good,
right?
Except when you're like, I need to wake up, and you can't because it's dark, and your body and your mind are like, just go back to sleep, man. It's still dark outside.
I totally agree with what Scott Duran's saying.
All right.
It is very difficult.
So you both should have been farmers, is what we're learning today.
It doesn't matter if you have 8 hours of sleep. It's still when it's dark outside, and you're like, ugh.
Well, it's a human being thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're kind of ingrained to sleep when it's dark and be awake when it's light.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, they used to have sleep breaks. So back before electricity,
yes.
They used to fall asleep when it got dark. And then they'd wake up at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. and do like house chores and then go back to sleep and wake up when it was light again, which is pretty...
And wasn't it to like kind of restock the fire too a little bit or things like that as well?
Yeah.
And they would wake up, Megan Cullop.
Do what?
Wasn't it to restock the fire and do some of that as well in the middle of the night as well, in addition to the household chores, and then go back to bed?
Yes.
I have heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's not for me. I'll get used to it. Eventually I'll get used to it, and then I'll be fine again.
I mean, every year there's a lot of talk about not changing, and I think the legislature, someone introduces a bill, right, to say, you know, we're going to stay on daylight savings time, or we're going to stay on standard time, or whatever, you know, whatever it is, to eliminate the change. And I think there's maybe some merit with that, but I think it would only work if it was a nationwide thing, because I can see if New Mexico were to change and stay on one time throughout the year rather than change, then we're off time with maybe Colorado, you know, to our north, which is weird. And then Texas, we might be 2 hours off from what they are doing. Arizona, we might be the same as them for all year. Who knows? Whatever they decide to do. But that would be, to me, my little brain can't figure that out, of how we would do that without having it be a nightmare, especially in places like ours where we're next to four states. And so do all four states have a different time? That would be weird.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think about it.
I mean, it'd be fun for a little bit. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, but, like, I go up to Durango for hiking and stuff, and I'd be confused. I'd be like, what time do I need to be off the mountain? What time?
Right. I mean, obviously, technology can help, and you can figure it out. But, you know, we could look and say, for this city, what time is it?
Anymore.
But, But yeah.
Everybody does digital.
I have analog.
Megan's got right one on her wrist right there. Look at that. See?
Look at this. 9:35.
It's blinking. It's Mickey Mouse.
Where are Mickey's hands? Where? It's a Mickey Mouse watch.
Oh, I love those watches.
Right?
I don't have one, but I love those watches. Oh,
all right. Okay. All right. Well, anyway,
where his hand is.
I was curious to know what you all thought of the time change. So,
I mean, again, I'll get used to it, but yeah, it does suck all until then, which will probably be like mid-December.
Yeah. Understood. All right. I had one more thing to ask you guys about this week.
Yes.
But we can go on. And that was about energy. I was at the Seven Basin Energy Conference earlier this week, and it's gotten colder, so we're using energy. You know, I'm very grateful for the natural gas in my house that runs my furnace and heats up my house. And, you know, and we have, you know, solar and electric and coal and all the different energy options. But, you know, there is certainly talk about trying to be more friendly to the environment when it comes to energy production and things along that line. So what do you think? Do we need to keep moving in that direction for cleaner types of energy?
Yes, we should.
Yeah.
We should. I mean, you can't, the key word is transition, right? Because you can't just cut it all off all at once.
Right.
But we do need to be making that transition to cleaner energy, yes. I mean, I think that the research is clear that we're in a tenuous spot when it comes to what we're doing to the climate, and whether that's was a natural occurring thing, there's enough research to suggest that humans have some impact on it.
You sped it up a little bit.
Sped it up a bit. So yeah, I think it's important to make that transition. You know, I think just like Roman was saying last time we were on air, like about electric vehicles, it's tough because right now we're not well equipped with fast chargers, and we're kind of in this middle ground of having some of the technology but not being fully equipped with the infrastructure.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And you have to consider jobs, you know.
Yeah.
You have to consider jobs. That's important. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a very diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
Scott Duran?
I'll vote for you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We talked about it, and every time we do talk about it, I kind of realize that me and you kind of had the same thing. I mean, I do believe that we need to do and transition into it, and I think most of the focus is like on trying to find a new version of how to have clean energy instead of actually be able to store it.
Right.
That, because we talked about it this morning, and every time we do talk about it, me and Scott, it's the same thing that we say all the time. It's like, if you can find a good way to store it, that'll probably fix a lot of our issues at the moment. I mean, again, lithium is very high in using pollution to make it.
It is,
it's not a very cost-efficient thing.
Right.
If we can find a very cost-efficient way and a way to transport energy using batteries or using some sort of device like that,
right,
it'd probably save a lot more.
I think there's a lot of research in solid-state batteries that I was reading that maybe would also almost double the range of current electric vehicles if they were able to kind of get that down, and it seems like they're getting closer to figuring that out. But we did have a caller, so we want to go to the phones because that's what the show is all about,
right?
Is going to the phone. So good morning, and thank you for calling KSJE. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sherry calling you from Western New York. You're a long-distance caller today.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Western New York.
Western New York. Is there still snow on the ground in Western New York?
No, it's a beautiful 51-degree day with gorgeous four colors.
Okay.
And that little dusting of nastiness we had the other day was just there for the pictures.
For Halloween. All right, very nice. What would you like to share with us this morning? What's interesting?
I had a question about the song that was released by the Beatles a couple days ago. It's their last recording, and it was created by using AI, and knowing that there are music people in the house, I'm wondering what you think about this convergence of music as art or music and technology coming together to create a new art form.
Megan has a thought about this.
I, of course, have a thought of this.
Good question, though.
That's a fabulous question, and I did listen to the track because I love the Beatles. And, you know, I think the thing about AI that's so wonderful is it's gathering all of the available information out there and coalescing it into one form. And I think if we're going to be using AI in our daily lives, then why not try to use it in the arts, too? You know, you still have to have an original thought as the creator.
Right.
But to use AI to enhance it, like, why not use the technology available to us? I mean, it's sort of like when the synthesizer came on the scene in the 80s. Like, and all these new instrument, all these electronic instrumentations came on the scene. Like, what's the big difference, you know? So there's, I'm sure there's some concerns with artists out there on using AI, but I think it's worth a shot. I think it's kind of cool.
I was thinking about that too. It was like, after you use something like AI or anything like that, maybe the idea of an artist needing to be present is no longer needed. But I mean, I kind of agree. Like, it has to. I think it'd be all right.
Okay.
I listened to the track as well, and it was cool. It was nice.
If I remember correctly, right, they brought back John Lennon's voice, right?
Isn't
with the use of AI? Yes. Wasn't that the idea on this track? So.
Yeah.
We're okay with that?
Right. It's a recording that he did about 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they brought in some riffs from an old demo that George Harrison did, so his guitar is represented. And I'm a little conflicted about it, truthfully.
Okay.
It's beautiful. I mean, that whole very emotional sentence when John and Paul in harmony sing I Miss You is gorgeous and poignant. But then this whole idea that you can manufacture something that maybe the original creators may not have intended.
Sure.
Right. Is a little bit creepy.
Sure. Yeah. It's like when they did holograms, right, at these concerts, right, and they brought, like, the Prince hologram back, and that was really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when they did Michael.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that's well taken, but I think a lot of that, we're seeing that with some of the negotiations from the actor's strike and the other writer's strike about, you know, using... you know, digital representations of actors in movies and things without their permission, and the actors want to have some say in whether or not their likeness can be reused over and over again, because we all know now, you know, you can make a crowd scene with a computer a lot cheaper than you can by paying, you know, 500,000 extras to stand in the background kind of a thing. So this idea of using AI in music is kind of similar along that as well. I would assume that their estates may have had to sign off on that, but I'm not sure.
You know, it's curious that you asked that question, Scott, because I did kind of poke around to see what I could find out about that, and I haven't seen anything about that yet, but yeah, I think Yoko would have a couple of things to say.
Yeah. People start lowering up.
Oh, Yoko.
Because doesn't she always?
Likes to scream in the middle of songs, too, that Yoko.
I keep waiting for the Yoko version of your show, Megan, it's not coming anytime soon, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, thank you for calling in this morning from Western New York.
Always a pleasure, Scott. Go Bills.
Go Bills. There you go. That's true. All right. There you are. They did have snow on Halloween, though, so.
But
I'm glad
me.
It's melted.
You
I'm glad it me. Is melted. I think that's
51 degrees. It's warmer in Western New York than it is here right now.
Well, it's also 2 hours later.
True.
So the sun's been out longer.
Whatever. Okay.
The sun's been out longer. So we'll give them that. We'll give them it's warmer. It is warmer. At this point in time, it is warmer. Go Bills. Okay.
Go Bills, huh?
Yes. I think that will wrap up our show. Unless there's something else we want to cover this morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Anything else that's interesting?
No, that's...
Okay.
We covered
a lot.
From Hamas to the Beatles.
I think
that's everything in between.
How about that, everybody? That's quite the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
Very much so. Okay. Well, thank you both for being here and for your... contributions to the program. Thank you, Sherry, for calling in and for her contribution to the program.
Thank you
very, very much. We have other stuff to talk about, though, which is coming up tomorrow, because we have a show tomorrow. Megan, call up.
I do.
Yeah.
It is the
okay.
Radio Free Saturday morning.
Okay.
9 to 11 a.m.
Yes.
Every Saturday morning.
There you go.
The Eclectic Music Mix. You never know what you're going to hear. And
not Yoko Ono, though. We can be pretty assured that we'll not hear 2 hours of Yoko.
Yeah, that's Yoko. She just likes to scream.
Yeah.
But tomorrow's theme is songs that were too long to play on the radio. So we're playing the uncut version of songs from, like, Pink Floyd or who are these long artists, these long songs. So tune in to hear the uncut versions of some of these songs that were... considered too long for radio play or were cut down for the radio.
Until now.
Yes.
Until tomorrow. Until KSJE unlocked the box and brought them out.
Yep.
Okay. I like it.
Yep.
Very good. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Scott Duran, you've got a show too tomorrow.
I do.
Right.
We'll be listening. That is going to be the World Beat right after the Radio Free, after Megan's show at 11. And we're going to be playing, I believe it's going to be Halloween stuff because we didn't get to play it last Saturday.
Right.
So I had a guest, and the guest would like it to be aired. So.
Well, there you go. That's fair.
Yeah. So we're going to do that, which I mean, a lot of songs are still good now.
Yeah,
so.
Of course. Very good. All right. Cool. Next week, we will have a best of our Solutions from the Street program because I'm going to be out of town next week. So
where
I'm
you
not
going
to be here.
You didn't tell us about this.
Didn't tell you?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't approve your leave time.
Okay. Well, sorry. I'm still going.
Yeah. I'm still leaving.
But there you go. But we always want to remind you that if you have an idea for our Solutions from the Street program, that's a program where we try to find a local, you know, solution, community-based solution to a community challenge or problem.
Yeah.
If you want to send us an email, we will certainly look into it and maybe get that on the show in the future, right?
That's right. Go to ksje@sanjuancollege.edu. Drop us a line with your idea. We'd love to follow up on it.
There you go. And the program, of course, is the second and fourth Fridays, Solutions from the Street. We're here with Scott Duran on the first, third, and fifth Fridays of the month. That's why we're here this week. And we'll be back, of course, on the third Friday of the month.
That's right.
So we'll be back to that. That's when we come back.
Yeah.
I think, right?
I think so. Sure. Yeah.
No, I'll be on with that too. But you guys can do the show.
Well, yeah, we could do it.
Yeah, we can give it a shot.
Yeah. Right. We can give it a shot.
Oh, that doesn't suck.
We can do it.
That instills confidence.
I'm confident. He's not as confident, but we can do it.
We'll see what happens. All right. Well, tune in for that, everyone. That could be fun. But until then, that's the show. Everyone have a safe weekend and enjoy and go vote. We'll see you next time here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.